The Checklist Manifesto by Atul Gawande isn't just another productivity book, it's a profound exploration of how we navigate an increasingly complex world. Since its publication, this unassuming title has become required reading in medical schools, Fortune 500 boardrooms, and even NASA training programs. Bill Gates named it one of his all-time favorite books, while Malcolm Gladwell praised it as a brilliant illumination of how we might solve some of our most vexing problems. What makes this book so compelling is its counterintuitive premise. In our sophisticated, technology-driven world, sometimes the most powerful tool is also the simplest. Through riveting medical emergencies, aviation near disasters, and financial case studies, Gawande reveals how the humble checklist, when properly designed, can transform outcomes in life or death situations. The book's influence extends far beyond medicine. Its principles have been adopted by industries ranging from construction to venture capital, demonstrating how small, systematic changes can yield extraordinary results in our error-prone human endeavors. Imagine a young girl submerged in icy waters, pulled out with no pulse or breath after 30 minutes. Conventional wisdom suggests she's beyond saving. Yet through a perfectly executed series of complex medical interventions, from CPR to heart-lung bypass to gradual rewarming, she not only survives but recovers completely. This miraculous case from the annals of thoracic surgery illustrates both the incredible capabilities and overwhelming challenges of modern medicine. We've moved far beyond the penicillin model of medicine, where a single cure could address a single problem. Today's healthcare professionals navigate an intricate web of specialized knowledge that no single mind can fully master. At Harvard Vanguard's Community Clinic, what once seemed like a comprehensive medical haven now struggles with the Herculean task of keeping pace with exponentially growing medical knowledge across dozens of specialties. Even in daily hospital settings, the complexity is staggering. A typical doctor must track thousands of details, medication interactions, test results, changing vital signs, and countless procedural steps, all while new diseases and treatments continuously emerge. The diagnostic systems themselves struggle to keep up with this evolution. This complexity isn't unique to medicine. Intensive care units, ICUs, perfectly embody our modern predicament. With approximately 90,000 Americans entering ICUs daily, nearly 5 million annually, these units represent both the triumph and precariousness of advanced care. Each ICU patient requires around 178 daily tasks, creating countless opportunities for error, despite seemingly expert management. Consider Anthony DeFilippo, who entered the hospital for routine gallbladder surgery. Post-operation subtle oversights led to a cascade of complications, a central line infection progressing to sepsis, then respiratory failure, kidney failure, and nearly death. His case illustrates how thin the line between healing and harm can be in our complex systems, where even minor mistakes can trigger catastrophic consequences. Modern medicine has responded to growing complexity with increasing specialization. We now have specialists who focus exclusively on hand surgery, pediatric cardiac anesthesiology, or transplant immunology. This trend towards superspecialization ensures deep knowledge in narrow domains, but it hasn't eliminated errors. Surgeons operate with incredible precision in their specific areas, yet despite their expertise, medical errors remain distressingly common. The problem isn't lack of knowledge or dedication. It's the cognitive limitations we all share as humans. Our brains simply can't reliably track all the necessary details in high-pressure, complex environments. Even ICUs have developed their own specialists intensivists who focus solely on critical care. Yet despite this focused expertise, errors persist because the sheer volume of information exceeds human cognitive capacity. There's a fundamental mismatch between the complexity of what we're trying to accomplish and our brain's ability to process information reliably under pressure. Think about it. How many steps can you remember perfectly while multitasking in a stressful situation? Research shows that even the most intelligent, experienced professionals make predictable cognitive errors when overwhelmed. Our attention falters, we forget steps, we make assumptions, and we miss obvious details that later seem impossible to have overlooked. This isn't about incompetence. It's about reaching the natural limits of human cognition. When procedures involve dozens or hundreds of critical steps, when decisions must be made with incomplete information under time pressure, when multiple team members must coordinate seamlessly, even the most brilliant specialists will sometimes fail. The question becomes not whether experts are good enough, but how we can design systems that help experts perform at their best despite human limitations. In 1935, at Wright Airfield in Dayton, Ohio, the U.S. Army Air Corps faced a crisis. They were testing the Boeing Model 299, an aircraft so advanced it was dubbed the Flying Fortress. With four engines instead of two, it could fly faster, higher, and carry five times the bombs of previous planes, potentially revolutionizing warfare. But during a crucial demonstration flight, the plane stalled shortly after takeoff, crashed, and killed two of the five crew members, including the highly experienced pilot. Newspapers declared the plane too much for one man to fly. Boeing's stock plummeted. The military nearly cancelled the project entirely. But the investigation revealed something surprising. The crash wasn't caused by mechanical failure or design flaws. It was pilot error. The aircraft was so complex that the pilot had forgotten a simple but critical step: releasing the elevator lock before takeoff. Rather than abandoning this revolutionary aircraft, a group of test pilots developed an ingeniously simple solution, a checklist. They created a step-by-step guide that pilots could follow for takeoff, flight, landing, and taxiing. With this checklist in hand, pilots flew the Model 299, later renamed the B-17, for more than 1.8 million miles without a single accident. The US Army ultimately ordered almost 13,000 of these aircraft, which proved decisive in the bombing campaign against Nazi Germany. This story illustrates a profound insight. When complexity exceeds our brain's capacity, the solution isn't necessarily more training or expertise. It's a better system. The checklist became that system, allowing pilots to fly incredibly complex machines with unprecedented safety. What if we applied this same thinking to other complex fields like medicine? Could a simple checklist prevent catastrophic errors in operating rooms and ICUs? The evidence suggests yes. Dr. Peter Pronovost at Johns Hopkins Hospital created a five-step checklist for inserting central line catheters, a common but risky procedure. When nurses were empowered to ensure doctors followed this checklist, the 10-day infection rate dropped from 11% to 0%, preventing an estimated 8 deaths and saving $2 million annually at just that one hospital. Despite these dramatic results, many doctors initially resisted checklists as too simplistic or insulting to their expertise. Yet when the Keystone Initiative implemented Pronovost's checklist across Michigan ICUs, infections decreased by 66% within 3 months, saving an estimated 1,500 lives and $175 million in the first 18 months alone. The lesson is clear. In complex environments, even the most skilled professionals benefit from systematic approaches that ensure critical steps aren't missed. The checklist isn't about dumbing down expertise. It's about elevating performance by compensating for inevitable human limitations. The era of the master builder, the singular genius who could design, engineer, and oversee construction of magnificent structures, has long passed. Today's skyscrapers are too complex for any individual to master all aspects of their creation. Instead, modern construction relies on teams of specialists: structural engineers, electrical engineers, plumbing experts, HVAC specialists, and dozens more. Joe Salvia, a structural engineer with decades of experience, explains how construction has evolved to manage this complexity. For a modern building, specialists across 16 different trades must coordinate perfectly, each contributing their expertise to a coherent whole. The process resembles an intricate dance, with each participant performing their part at precisely the right moment. What prevents chaos in this complex environment? Two key tools: communication systems and checklists. Construction teams use submittal schedules that function as sophisticated checklists, ensuring each specialist reviews critical information from others before proceeding with their work. These tools don't replace expertise. They enhance it by facilitating collaboration. This shift from individual mastery to collaborative expertise parallels what's happening in medicine and other complex fields. The myth of the lone hero, the brilliant surgeon or financial wizard who succeeds through individual genius, is increasingly outdated. Today's most difficult problems require teams of specialists working in concert, each contributing their unique knowledge while maintaining awareness of the whole. Consider the contrast between simple, complicated, and complex problems. Simple problems like following a recipe can be solved with basic instructions. Complicated problems like sending a rocket to the moon require coordinating many specialists but follow predictable patterns. Complex problems, like raising a child, involve too many variables for perfect prediction. They require constant adaptation and judgment. Modern surgery, intensive care, construction, and financial investing all contain elements of complexity that defy simple protocols. Yet they also contain critical components that benefit from systematic approaches. The challenge lies in distinguishing which aspects need creative judgment and which need disciplined consistency. This balance between flexibility and discipline defines modern expertise. The most effective professionals aren't those who reject systems in favor of pure intuition, nor those who blindly follow protocols without judgment. Rather, they're those who understand when to rely on checklists for consistency and when to exercise creative problem solving for unique situations. What happens when you ask a surgical team to pause for just 60 seconds before making an incision? Something remarkable. Beyond catching obvious oversights like missing antibiotics or equipment, this brief pause fundamentally transforms how teams function. Consider what typically happens in an operating room. The surgeon often knows little about the anesthesiologist's concerns. The nurse may notice something important but hesitate to speak up. Each specialist focuses narrowly on their domain without a shared understanding of the specific case's challenges. Studies show a striking gap between perceived and actual teamwork. While 64% of surgeons rated their collaboration with nurses as high, only 28% of nurses agreed. This phenomenon, called silent disengagement, occurs when professionals mentally check out from the broader mission, focusing solely on their specific tasks. It's particularly dangerous in high-stakes environments where unforeseen complications require rapid, coordinated responses. A well-designed checklist addresses this problem by creating a deliberate pause moment when the entire team stops to share critical information. During this pause, team members introduce themselves by name and role, discuss the specific case details, anticipate potential problems, and ensure everyone has what they need. This simple act transforms a collection of individuals into a cohesive team. The power of knowing names shouldn't be underestimated. Research shows that when surgical team members know each other's names, communication improves dramatically and complications decrease. There's something fundamentally humanizing about addressing colleagues by name that breaks down hierarchical barriers and encourages speaking up when problems arise. This activation phenomenon occurs when team members feel personally engaged from the start. Once activated as participants rather than mere observers, people become more likely to notice problems and offer solutions. A nurse who might have remained silent about a potential infection risk feels empowered to speak up when they've been explicitly included in the team conversation. During one surgery, a checklist-prompted team introduction led to a critical discovery. The anesthesiologist mentioned the patient had a severe allergy to a specific antibiotic. The surgeon had planned to use precisely that antibiotic during the procedure. This simple exchange, facilitated by the checklist pause, potentially saved the patient's life. The pause also creates space for anticipating problems. When a team discusses, "What concerns do we have for this case?" before starting, they prime themselves to notice early warning signs and respond more effectively to complications. This collective vigilance transforms outcomes in ways that individual expertise alone cannot achieve. Creating an effective checklist is surprisingly difficult. Make it too detailed, and people ignore it. Make it too vague, and it becomes useless. The perfect checklist strikes a delicate balance, comprehensive enough to catch critical errors, but streamlined enough to be practical in high-pressure situations. Daniel Borman, a veteran Boeing checklist designer, emphasizes that checklists must be repeatedly tested in real-world conditions. In aviation, this happens in sophisticated flight simulators, where pilots face realistic emergencies. The visceral experience of a simulated crisis, complete with alarms blaring and systems failing, reveals whether a checklist truly works when adrenaline is pumping. Through this testing process, checklist designers discover which items are truly essential and which create unnecessary cognitive burden. They learn to use precise, action-oriented language and to format information for maximum clarity under stress. The goal isn't to document every conceivable step, but to capture the killer items, the critical few actions that experienced professionals might still miss. Aviation checklists come in two main varieties: do-confirm and read-do. In do-confirm checklists, professionals perform tasks from memory, then pause to verify all critical steps were completed. Read-do checklists guide users through each step in sequence, like a recipe. Each type serves different situations, with do-confirm better for familiar procedures where speed matters, and read-do better for precise, sequential processes. When designing the surgical safety checklist, Gawande's team initially created an exhaustive document covering every conceivable safety measure. It was comprehensive, but utterly impractical. Through multiple iterations and real-world testing, they whittled it down to the most critical checks that could be completed in under 2 minutes. The final WHO surgical safety checklist contained just 19 items across 3 pause points: before anesthesia, before incision, and before the patient leaves the operating room. Each check addressed a specific, documented failure point like confirming patient identity, marking surgical sites, administering antibiotics, and accounting for all instruments. What makes this checklist powerful isn't its complexity, but its practicality. It focuses on communication and teamwork, rather than technical details that professionals already know. It creates natural pause points in the workflow without disrupting the procedure. And most importantly, it addresses both technical errors, like giving antibiotics at the wrong time, and communication failures, like team members not knowing each other's names. The art of checklist design lies in finding this sweet spot comprehensive enough to prevent critical errors, simple enough to actually use, and focused on the points where even experts are likely to fail. Despite compelling evidence supporting checklists, many professionals resist them fiercely. This resistance isn't rational, it's psychological and cultural. Understanding this resistance is crucial to successful implementation. In medicine, many doctors initially view checklists as an insult to their expertise or an unnecessary bureaucratic burden. "This is kindergarten stuff," one surgeon complained. "I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't need a checklist to remind me to wash my hands." Yet data consistently shows that even experienced professionals benefit from systematic reminders for routine but critical tasks. Similar resistance appears in finance, where many investors pride themselves on intuition and pattern recognition rather than systematic processes. When asked about checklists, most investment managers dismiss them as too simplistic for the complex world of markets. Yet those who adopt disciplined checklist approaches often outperform their more intuitive counterparts. Why this resistance? At its core lies a romantic notion of heroism, the belief that true expertise means performing flawlessly through individual brilliance rather than systematic support. We celebrate the virtuoso surgeon who saves a patient through extraordinary skill, not the team that prevents complications through methodical preparation. We admire the investor who makes a brilliant contrarian bet, not the disciplined process that consistently avoids major mistakes. This heroic ideal conflicts with the reality of modern complexity. Today's challenges exceed individual cognitive capacity, no matter how brilliant the individual. The true heroes aren't those who reject systems, but those who embrace them while maintaining their judgment and creativity. Cook and Pabry, two highly successful investment managers, discovered this when they adopted checklist approaches. Rather than constraining their expertise, checklists enhanced it by ensuring they consistently evaluated critical factors before making decisions. Their investment returns improved dramatically, not because the checklists made decisions for them, but because they prevented predictable errors that even brilliant investors make under pressure. The most compelling example of this new heroism comes from Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger and the Miracle on the Hudson. When US Airways Flight 1549 struck a flock of geese and lost all engine power shortly after takeoff, Sullenberger had just minutes to make life-or-death decisions. What many don't realize is that he and his co-pilot methodically worked through their emergency checklists while simultaneously exercising expert judgment about ditching in the Hudson River. Sullenberger himself credits the successful outcome not to individual heroism, but to the combination of training, teamwork, and systematic procedures that guided their response. All 155 people aboard survived because expertise and systems worked together, the true model of modern heroism. The ultimate test of the surgical safety checklist came through a global study across 8 diverse hospitals, from rural Tanzania to urban Toronto. These sites represented vastly different resources, cultures, and surgical practices. If the checklist could work across this spectrum, it could work anywhere. The results were stunning. Major complications fell by 36%, deaths decreased by 47%, and infections dropped by nearly half. These improvements occurred regardless of hospital resources or starting conditions. Even the wealthiest hospitals with the lowest baseline complication rates saw significant improvements. What makes these results remarkable is the simplicity of the intervention. Unlike expensive technologies or years-long training programs, the checklist required minimal resources and could be implemented immediately. The return on investment was extraordinary lives saved and complications prevented at virtually no cost. The checklist's power comes from addressing multiple failure points simultaneously. It catches technical oversights, like missed antibiotics or unmarked surgical sites. It improves team communication by ensuring everyone knows each other's names and roles. It creates space for anticipating problems before they occur. And perhaps most importantly, it flattens hierarchies by empowering all team members to speak up about safety concerns. Consider the case of Mr. Hagerman, scheduled for removal of a small tumor near his stomach. The surgical checklist prompted a crucial conversation about blood loss risk, leading the team to prepare extra blood products before starting. During surgery, an unexpected vein injury caused massive bleeding, exactly the complication they had discussed. Because of their preparation, they had blood products immediately available, potentially saving the patient's life. This case illustrates how checklists work in practice, not by replacing expertise but by enhancing it through systematic preparation and communication. The surgeon still needed to skillfully repair the damaged vein, but the checklist ensured the team was ready for this complication before it occurred. The checklist revolution extends beyond medicine. In construction, finance, aviation, and other complex fields, well-designed checklists are transforming outcomes by addressing the fundamental mismatch between human cognitive limitations and modern complexity. They represent a profound shift in how we think about expertise, from individual heroics to systematic excellence. What makes this approach so powerful is its scalability and adaptability. Unlike many innovations that require massive resources or cultural transformation, checklists can be implemented quickly and tailored to specific contexts. They offer a rare opportunity for rapid improvement in fields where progress typically comes slowly and at great cost. The Checklist Manifesto isn't really about checklists. It's about reimagining how we handle complexity in the modern world. It's about recognizing that even the most brilliant individuals have cognitive limitations that systems can help overcome. And it's about embracing a new definition of heroism that values disciplined teamwork alongside individual brilliance. This vision challenges deeply held cultural beliefs about expertise and excellence. We've long celebrated the myth of the infallible expert, the surgeon who never makes mistakes, the pilot who instinctively knows how to handle any emergency, the investor who consistently beats the market through superior insight. These romantic notions persist despite overwhelming evidence that even the best professionals are fallible humans whose performance varies under pressure. A more realistic and ultimately more empowering vision recognizes that excellence comes from combining human expertise with systematic support. The best surgeons aren't those who reject checklists as beneath them, but those who embrace tools that enhance their performance. The best pilots aren't lone heroes, but team leaders who methodically work through problems while drawing on collective expertise. The best investors aren't intuitive geniuses, but disciplined professionals who consistently apply sound principles. This shift doesn't diminish the value of expertise. It elevates it by acknowledging its real-world constraints. It suggests that true mastery isn't about performing flawlessly through sheer talent, but about creating conditions where teams consistently achieve exceptional results despite human limitations. The implications extend far beyond the specific fields discussed in the book. In education, business, government, and countless other domains, we face problems of increasing complexity that exceed individual cognitive capacity. The principles of the Checklist Manifesto systematic approaches, effective teamwork, communication across specialties, and balancing discipline with flexibility offer a pathway for addressing these challenges. Perhaps most importantly, this vision offers hope in an increasingly complex world. Rather than being overwhelmed by the explosion of knowledge and technology, we can develop systems that help us apply what we know consistently and effectively. We can acknowledge our limitations without being defined by them. And we can achieve levels of performance that would be impossible through individual effort alone. The humble checklist, in this light, isn't just a practical tool, but a symbol of a more realistic and ultimately more optimistic approach to human achievement, one that embraces both our remarkable capabilities and our inevitable limitations, creating space for us to do our best work together.